This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Conant, Norris, Rob Long is off today. Lots to talk about. Don't forget Jamal Lewis at 9 o'clock. But right now, we're going to talk a little bit about Sean McDermott. Here, I want you to hear the sound, and then we'll talk a little bit about this.
Just overall, changing the narrative on Buffalo, that is honestly probably the number one thing for me. You know, I hear it on TV. I hear it on, you know, I'm not even watching a football game or not even a football broadcast or whatever, and they refer to that. This area, and I'm not even going to say it, they don't know this community, they don't know us, and just because it didn't work out 4 years in a row, nobody's ever going to do that again. People don't ignite, this is, you talk about, now you're going to get me going. Like, it does, it bothers me, it honestly pisses me off, because people don't know this town, they don't know how hard that is to get to four straight Super Bowls. It'll never happen again. That's where... There's other things that drive. Yeah, like I'm not. We're good. I'm good.
He didn't want to get himself caught up. Look, he's defending his team, the city he's in, and I think that's what he should do. I don't know that we could sit here and say that four straight Super Bowls will never happen again. Didn't we just have the Chiefs
Kansas
go
city,
to three?
Yeah. So I mean, it certainly looks possible right now.
And I don't like. You got to understand that's what's going to happen. It's been built from the 90s when you get the four consecutive and then you don't sniff anything after that. Yeah, yeah. That's how your franchise is going to be labeled. You got no hardware, and whether it's fair or unfair, this normally gets started from the fan bases and the talking heads because it's easy. Like, I literally watch Ryan Clark tell everybody how bad Arch Manning is and he's never going to be any good. And then Des Bryant was like, what are you talking about? It was one game against the national champs on the road. Like, give it a break. Let's see if he's anything before you label somebody something after one game, whether it's the best quarterback in the league or the worst. And I feel like Sean McDermott has to defend that area and that team. But nationally, the fan bases, they're going to call you a loser franchise. I did like that he kind of got caught up there and he's like, well, you know, I don't want to finish. I'm done with this. I'm just going to get myself in trouble and get fined because I'm pissed off. But yeah, defend your city. Defend your guys.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but also, like, you got to understand, like, people in this city are going to have to understand people are going to call Lamar Jackson a playoff choker. Whether that's fair or unfair to you, I think it's very unfair personally, but if you're not getting to the Super Bowl, you're going to get labeled that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I can't win the big game, you know, like, these are the things that happen in the narrative builds and builds and builds, and you can fight it as much as you want, and as soon as they know it makes you mad, you're going to hear it over and over again. I have a buddy that would, I don't know if I should admit this on the air. He would mess with people and he would act gay all the time to make people uncomfortable. Like,
was that friend,
JC. Yes, I had a buddy. If you think I'm weird, he's the weirdest human being I ever met in my life. But he would do that to see how uncomfortable you would get with him. And I'm talking over the top, advances, things like that. And if it made you uncomfortable, he's going to do it 10 times more. because that's what got him excited, was the fact that it made you so uncomfortable. Kind of like, I like making things awkward and seeing how people react, but I ain't going over the top like that.
Yeah.
And again, it's when people, I think I did this when I was in middle school. I was a goofy looking kid with big ears, and I realized the whole 8 Mile thing with B Rabbit, where it's like, I'm going to rap about myself so you can't say anything. Yeah. Like when people started making fun of my ears, I started laughing and going, that's a terrible joke. This one's better. And once you become self-deprecating and those things, and people realize it doesn't bother you, it goes away.
Sure it does.
It goes away. And there's that numbness that you feel to it as well. I'm not saying it's necessarily a good or bad thing, but like at least you're staying away from it. I think the more that the narrative gets talked about and McDermott answers this, the more it's going to build. But do I think they're a loser franchise? No. I mean, I'm not stuck. I think the Browns are a loser franchise. I think the Bengals are a loser franchise. But again, with Buffalo, no. It's cyclical, and it's incredibly difficult to win a Super Bowl, and it's amazing that they got the 4 straight and they couldn't find a win there. I mean, you go back to the Scott Norwood field goal going, man, if that had just, no more of this. It's all gone. One play, it's all gone.
Yeah. He became a recluse.
I think they accepted him back in Buffalo, and he's there every year.
He was
there,
yes, I saw that. But he was missing for a long time.
Yeah, Ray Finkel, right?
Yes. Yeah.
The laces were out. I go back to, I like Buffalo. I like the Bills team, but every single time you meet up with them in the playoffs, it just grows that narrative of how much you start to hate the fan bases and the fighting and the mudslinging that goes on. And with social media now, I think it makes it 1,000 times worse. There's so many people hiding behind fake pictures with burner accounts that have no problem saying anything they want to say to you.
Here, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
I got this quote that McDermott had was from last week. So, and it's partially in response to what Coleman said. That's what was brought up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And, because of going back to him fighting with the Bills.
Yeah, and then like at the bottom of the post, Ravens fan 50, city of white incest.
See?
No profile picture. They have no followers. Like, that's all it is.
We're a city of white incest?
They're saying Buffalo is a city of white incest. It's a Ravens fan calling Buffalo that.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, well, I mean, if you said it about my family being from West Virginia.
Is it far off?
The dating pool is small. They have an Applebee's, right? Anyway, I did like when Marshawn Lynch went there and he went around the city. And it's like, I think he went to an Applebee's, a couple of wing joints, you know. I like Buffalo. They've always been, whether McDermott wants to say it, it's kind of been like the lovable loser, right? I have a buddy.
Yeah, I do. I feel that way about them.
Yeah. And they don't like that. They don't like being called that. But until you win a Super Bowl, that's what's going to happen. And as I say it all the time, like when somebody's like, oh, he can't win the big game. And then he wins it. Well, that's all I ever wanted to see. And then there's like no rebuttal. You sat here for 6 years saying this guy couldn't win the big one.
Right.
Then he wins the big one. And it's all like,
this one.
Well, I wasn't wrong. This is all I wanted to see.
Yeah.
Shut up. I mean, I hate that. It happens all the time to these guys. And you get labeled it. Only one team's going to win. I mean, I know it's cliche, like the whole thing. Both teams are trying out there.
Well, it is true. That's why it's even with the Ohio State win over Texas, like I can't. Well, only one could win.
Yeah.
One of them was going to win. So, you know, is it a huge surprise? Not really.
They both had really good defenses.
They're both good teams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.